Sal ready? Better turn down the squelch.
A little loud.
Is that better?
What's going on with the...
Move to adjourn on technical issues.
I'll second that.
Are we good? We're good? Says he, you ready?
We're good. Why is he doing that? Is that feedback? Is he too close? Is it me?
No.
No?
Are we ready?
Everybody good?
Are we ready? Ceci? Okay.
We ready? Everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Sunshine notice, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Tuesday, September 15th. The time is now 7:10. Pursuant to the requirement of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 28, 2019 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. In an effort to prevent further spread of COVID-19 pandemic, the public meeting for the remainder of the year 2020 had been changed to Zoom webinar or teleconference meetings until further notice. The public will be able to listen to the Board of Commissioners meetings and participate during the designated public comment portion of the meeting by utilizing access through a URL link or dial-in numbers provided on the Township website. Commissioner Kelly.
Present.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Here.
Mayor Tucci.
Here. Thank you. I see we have minutes for August 18th, 2020.
Yes, Mayor, we need a motion.
Move it.
I need second. A second. Thank you. Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Communications correspondence, please.
We have no communications or correspondence this evening.
We will move into reports. Commissioner Evans, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I have a code enforcement report for the month of August.
Okay, Commissioner Scarpelli.
Mayor, I have various monthly reports for the Department of Public Works.
Thank you. Commissioner Petracco.
We have our public safety report, Mayor. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk, let's move into bills, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for September 15, 2020 by department totals. Public Affairs, $191,070.44. Revenue and Finance, $2,907,786.45. Public Safety, $25,935.33. Public Works, $41,610.97. Parks and Public Property, $115,387.10. Water Utility, $4,610.09. Payroll total for September 4, 2020 is $778,336.91. Overtime payroll, $50,290.04. Storm overtime payroll total, $1,046.83. COVID-19 overtime payroll total, $8,912.10. Total payroll, $838,585.88. For a grand total of $4,124,986.26.
Move the bills.
Second.
Thank you. Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you so much. We need to recess into a short executive session, so I'll entertain a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975 permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, And now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley to move into closed executive session to discuss contract negotiations. Be it further resolved that the time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and as such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
The time is 7:15.
Unless there's a question, they won't have the speaking part, or is it listening?
Okay, are we ready?
Yes, Mayor, we are ready.
Sal, we're good. Okay, thank you everyone for your patience. We will now take public comment on agenda items only.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should state their name and address for the record. There's a little button with a little hand on it. Please raise your hand. Utilize that button so that we know you'd like to ask a question. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board. There's no one? Mayor, there's no one.
Thank you. We will move into ordinance introductions. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes. Excuse me, Madam Clerk, come on.
Now you are.
Okay, ordinance number 3454, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add to the location set forth thereon. One is for 35 Glass Ave, the other one is for 105 Church. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for the final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on
October 20th? Yes.
On October 20th. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Thank you,
Commissioner. I also have an ordinance this evening. This is an ordinance providing for the improvement of Glotzbach Memorial Park in and by the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, New Jersey, and appropriating $150,000, therefore constituting proceeds of a grant from the Essex County Recreation and Open Space Trust Fund Local Aid Program. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on October 20th. And just as an FYI, this $150,000 will be utilized to build a band shell between the soccer field and the girls' softball field. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
I vote aye, and I'm looking forward to that.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Thank you. Our next item is the 2020 Municipal Budget Amendment and Adoption. Commissioner Evans, would you like to give a little lead-in before we begin?
Thank you. I won't sing. I'll do a lead-in, but I won't sing. Thank you, Mayor. Tonight we have a little bit of business to do. One, we are going to adopt our 2020 budget. In order to do that, we have to process an amendment to the budget. The budget amendment recognizes that we have received authorization to adopt our budget with a transitional state aid in the total amount of $3,250,000. This is an amount greater than what we had anticipated in our budget introduction earlier in the year by some $487,000. That money is distributed across the school, the county, and the municipality. The majority of the money goes to the school and to the county. The amount that we're keeping, we're recognizing a reduction in our budget of our construction fees for the year. We've had significant volume in our construction office for a lot of projects, but we're not generating the revenue from those projects given as consistent with some of the bigger things that have gone on in town. So as a result, our budget reflects a reduction in our code construction fees, as well as the allocation and increase in the appropriation to the school and the county. The net-net is simply is that the bottom line of the budget as introduced doesn't change. We introduced a budget with a zero increase in the municipal tax rate, and we will be able to preserve that for the year. One element I've gotten a lot of questions on is it relates to COVID expenses. So far this year, we have spent $728,000 in COVID-related expenses. That money is coming out of a trust account that we have on the balance sheet with permission from the state to use it. So it hasn't affected our operating budgets for the year. Of that amount, so far, we've been reimbursed $650,000, with another application pending. I'm anticipating that we'll continue to receive the vast majority of those funds as reimbursements. So with that, I move for the public hearing.
Okay, would anyone like to be heard on the budget amendment only?
There's no one.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Move to adopt the budget amendment.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Our next step is to adopt our 2020 budget. And for all the reasons that I just presented, we are moving to adopt the budget tonight. So be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex that the budget herein before set forth is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation for the purposes stated of the sums therein, said appropriations and authorizations in the amount for municipal purposes $40,538,387.74 to be raised through taxation for the municipality, $1,334,364.26 to be raised for the library to cover a total appropriation of $58,360,041.96, the difference being revenues that we generate throughout other areas. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Just before I vote, I just want to explain my vote. I'm abstaining, and I'm abstaining simply for the reason that the budget was developed and introduced prior to me taking office. So I abstain.
Thank you. Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Commissioner Wise, we'll continue on.
Thank you. I have one resolution this evening, and that's in order to adopt our budget at a zero increase, we released reserves for pending tax appeals, which we need to memorialize by resolution. Whereas there exists various reserves on the balance sheet of the current fund, and whereas the funds creating these reserves have been investigated and it has been determined that these reserves should be canceled, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, that the following reserve balance in the amount of $1,146,734 be and is hereby canceled. And this is the reserve for tax appeals. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, whereas the Township of Nutley entered into a specialized professional service as a non-fair and open contract pursuant of the provisions NJSA 1944A20.5 with Serensky and Hollenbach, 1100 Valley Brook Avenue, Lyndhurst, New Jersey, for legal services on February 18, 2020 via resolution number 46-20. And whereas the Director of Department of Public Safety has recommended the following change from the change order from said contract. Change order number one, legal services, $50,000, where the funds are available from account 0-01-012-205, have been certified by the chief financial officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners in the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that the change order number one in the amount of $50,000 be and hereby is approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Kelly, you have anything this evening?
I don't have any resolutions, but I do have two quick announcements.
Would you like to hold them for our announcements at the end? Thank you. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Thank you very much. I have several resolutions this evening. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Clerk be and she is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for skylight glazing replacement and repair or restoration at the Nutley Public Library. Specifications are available in the Purchasing Department, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey. Bids to be received on Wednesday, October 14, 2020 at 11 a.m. prevailing time, at which time they will be publicly opened and read via Zoom. I move the resolution.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations, the Nutley Irish American Alliance and the Rotary Club of Nutley for off-premise 50-50 cash a cash raffle on Friday, December 18th for the Nutley Irish, and an off-premise merchandise raffle for Saturday, December 5th, 2020 for the Rotary Club of Nutley. And whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue said licenses. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Thank you. Whereas New Jersey Department of the Treasury Division of Taxation has provided tax clearance certificates for each establishment listed below for this renewal period. And whereas these establishments have been inspected by the Board of Health, the Fire Department, Code Enforcement Department, and the Police Department of the Township of Nutley and are in satisfactory condition, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the renewal of plenary retail consumption licenses, retail distribution licenses, and club licenses be granted to the following licensees effective July 1, 2020 through June 30, 2021. Be it further resolved, Municipal Clerk B, and she is hereby directed and authorized to issue said licenses for the licensing period of July 1, 2020 through June 30, 2021. And the establishments are the American Legion of Nutley, that's a club license, Castilli Inc., trading as a Nutley Diner, that's a consumption, retail consumption license, the Columbian Club of Nutley, trading as St. Mary's Knights of Columbus, that's a club license, Conker Brothers Management, trading as the Old Canal Inn, that's a consumption license, Cowan's Craft LLC, also a consumption license, Crimson 95 Spirits, that's a consumption license, Diamond Springs Cafe LLC, a consumption license, F&S Maintenance LLC, a consumption license, Franklin Wine Shop, trading as Nutley Wine Shop, a distribution license, FSH Holdings Inc., a consumption license, GLO Group, trading as Bella Luce, a consumption license with broad package privilege, Huddle Sports Bar and Grill, trading as Huddle Sports Bar and Grill, a little redundant. It's a consumption license, Jim Dandy's of Nutley, trading as Jim Dandy's, a consumption license with broad package privilege, JJGG LLC, a retail consumption license, John Gru LLC, a consumption license, KJM, trading as American Bistro, a consumption license, Luna Woodfire Tavern, trading as Luna Woodfire Tavern, a consumption license, Madya Inc., trading as Heller and Heller, a retail distribution license. This next one's a tough one, so I'm just going to announce it as trading as Nutley News and Liquors. It's a distribution license. It's listed on this resolution. Martunat LLC, consumption license. Nutley, New Jersey Lodge, 1290 BPO Elks, a club license. And VFW Holding Company of Nutley, a club license. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire specialized professional services as a fair and open contract pursuant to the provision of NJSA 19:44A 20.5, and whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has a need to acquire specialized professional services for a New Jersey licensed certified tree expert for forestry services throughout the Township of Nutley, and whereas the municipal clerk is hereby authorized and directed to advertise for a request for qualifications for Township Forester, now therefore be it resolved that the request for qualifications shall be due on Wednesday, October 7, 2020, 11 a.m., prevailing time, addressed to the municipal clerk, Nutley Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund payments for recreation programs in the amounts listed below. 185 Conover Avenue for soccer program in the amount of $45, and 528 Passaic Avenue for gleeful wellness in the amount of $100. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. That concludes our business for this evening. We will now open the meeting to the public, with each person please adhering to our 5-minute time limit.
Hello, my name is Rob Garber from 387 Hillside Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey. Could you confirm you can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm terrific. Sorry. I can barely hear you.
Can you speak a little louder?
Sure, let me also make this louder. Can you hear me better now?
No, it's a little louder.
Okay, let me try this. Can you hear me now?
I can hear him. I could translate.
Yeah. Can you hear me? I mean, if you want.
I can hear you there.
Great. So let me take it from here. Hang on. My iPad is slipping a little bit. Hang on. Just getting this set up so that you can see me better. Oops, sorry. I have a calculator going in the background. Okay. I'll try to be fast. So I spoke last, about a month ago at the meeting about some of the issues around the Black Lives Matters, and Commissioner Petracco was kind enough to connect or refer me to Police Chief Stramolo, who I spoke with yesterday. He was kind enough to return my call. And there's a few things that came out of it that I want to bring up. First, I'd like to clarify the record, at least in my understanding from my conversation. When I last spoke to the commission, I mentioned about a particular police officer's badge being covered up. And I think it was Commissioner Petracco said that he had spoken with the police chief who said that that wasn't the case. And just to clarify the record, what my understanding of what the police chief said to me is that it's not that the officer didn't have his identification covered up. The vest that he was wearing, because he's a plainclothesman, didn't allow for identification. So there was no attempt at covering up, but there was no ability to portray or to reveal identity. One thing that the police chief told me is that the vests for the plainclothesman has undergone a redesign, which will allow identification to be available to the public. So I just wanted to make clear that in fact, my understanding is that you could not, that there was no identification, but that it was not a willful attempt to cover up identification. With that being said, I want to address the issue of the mask that the particular officer was wearing. When I spoke to the police chief, I mentioned that the mask is emblematic of Blue Lives Matter, which was in opposite, which would be perceived as in opposition to the group that was protesting. And he said back that no, it's not, it's Thin Blue Line, which is emblematic of standing up for fallen officers. And I said to him, which I'll say to you, that, you know, I certainly support officers who've given their lives and who put their lives on the line to protect the public. However, that particular symbol, the blue line, is really identified in a lot of quarters with, first of all, a right-wing group, and second of all, as being parallel to Blue Lives Matter, which is seen in opposition to Black Lives Matters, or a statement opposed to Black Lives Matter. I did a little bit of research and saw that, Montclair had an issue, and Fairlawn, the mayor of Fairlawn, actually for 9/11, requested that the officers who were on display at the 9/11 ceremony remove their, not wear thin blue line masks for that event because it had a political ramification. So I'd like to request and suggest to the commission that the Nutley Police Department be told that in the event where they are put in the position to have to be peacemakers in political disputes or even anything to do with the public, that they wear masks that are entirely neutral. They should be black, they could be tan, they could have stars on them, they could have suns on them, but they should not be anything that can be symbolically represented as being taking one part or another, which to me undercuts the role that they're intended to play and also is incendiary to groups that find that particular symbol offensive. The third thing that we talked about was that I asked about the fact that the police were wearing guns going into the no man's land between the two groups. And I was told that the police always wear guns when they're on duty, which is reasonable if that's what the ordinance is. So I'd also like to suggest to the commission that we consider in Nutley, as was done in Camden, and I understand Nutley isn't a city on the size of Camden, but that Nutley consider in instances where we need peacekeepers, not police forces, that there be some type of a group that can be a peacemaking group without bringing weapons into the fray. I was at the march and I found the weapons to be both intimidating and incendiary. Then finally, I'm trying to find out who brought the charges against the people on Twitter who had were attempting to find out who the officer was with the blue line, the thin blue line or Blue Lives Matter mask and no identification. There had to have been somebody in Nutley who brought the charge, and I'd like to find out how that came about to be. So those are my points, my questions, and my request.
Thank you. Commissioner Petracca, would you like to respond?
I would like to respond and say that the chief is in charge of the day-to-day operations. So as far as bringing weapons in a safe zone or that, I guess would be a chief's decision to make. And our chief is accredited through the FBI. He holds a very, very high standard resume, and I have all the faith in him in the world to make these decisions. As far as the mask are concerned, I don't really know enough about it to say it's political or not political, but we could look into that. And
thank
I
you.
Just like to say that I really support all the actors, you know, the protesters for being able to say what they need to say. I really respect our police department. I think they did an outstanding job that night. And as far as the officer that you're trying to identify, I would also talk to the chief about that.
I just want to say I'm not trying to identify the officer. It doesn't really matter to me who he is. What's important to me is finding out how the charges got levied against those individuals who came on Twitter. Eventually, the county tossed out the charges because there wasn't adequate evidence. But I find that, to be honest, I think it's an embarrassment to Nutley that there was a charge brought against people on Twitter trying to find out some information. As one person said, you know, there were five people who were involved and five people had charges brought against them. What if there were 50,000 people? Would Nutley have brought charges against 50,000 people? It's just, as I say, it's embarrassing for the city. And I think it undercuts, I agree with you. I think the police did a fine job. As I mentioned last time, I complimented some things they did that I thought were really smart and really kept the sides from blowing up. But I just don't understand how and why charges were brought against people for trying to find out information that it doesn't.
Did you ask the chief that question?
Did I ask the chief that question? Yes. And what the chief told me was he directed me to the Essex County prosecutor, which didn't really, I tried very hard to get at my point, which is how did the case get initiated in Nutley? That's what I'm interested in. Why, how and why was the case prosecuted? Or at least how and why were charges brought? So how did it get?
I would, if I was you, if you want that information, I would go through the prosecutor's office to get it.
In Essex County.
Yeah. You could probably file an Oprah request, sir.
What request?
At the prosecutor's office and or the township to get any information that you need.
And I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what type of request you mentioned.
I'm sorry?
You mentioned I could file a request, but I didn't hear what the Oprah adjective was.
You can Oprah them.
Open a request.
Yes, you can Oprah request, right.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Public Records Act request, yes.
Okay.
If you need assistance with that, you can call the township clerk. She'll be happy to help.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I just one last thing. I think Commissioner Petrarco didn't quite get my point about the guns. I'm not suggesting that the police department not be allowed to carry guns or shouldn't carry guns into those situations. I'm saying that I think the township should consider having an alternative group of people whose job or who would be able to carry out the role of peacekeeper without going into the center with weapons. I understand the police have to do it. That's their law. I'm not disputing that. But
no, I received your point. I received your point loud and clear.
Thank you.
I did. And I understand what you're saying. So I don't really understand what you're saying now. I said
the way that you responded, it seemed as if you were, when you were talking about the police chief Stromolo's.
Well, I have my own personal opinions about a lot of things, but under my elected position, I stay neutral on everything, and I try to give the township the best police department that I can and public safety that I can. And I have to tell you, I'm very, very pro cop, and I believe our guys do a stellar job.
I agree.
And I think they did a stellar job that night. So I'm a little taken back why you're even asking the question, because it didn't seem like there was an issue there. I think
the only issue that I'm bringing up is the fact that guns were brought into the situation, and standing there and watching it, to be honest, I found it extremely intimidating. And I thought, why are they carrying guns?
You're entitled to your opinion, and I'm mm-hmm. sure that other Nutley residents that might not want to see them go into that area unarmed. Maybe their family want them to be unarmed.
That's true. I totally agree.
So like I said, obviously I have a lot of my own personal opinions.
Sure.
But under being your public safety director for the last 13 years, I try to stay neutral in my elected position.
Right. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for your comments.
So much. Okay, we've taken things a bit out of order this evening. I've been informed that we have no other folks who want to comment, so I will entertain commissioner comments. Commissioner Evans, any additional comments?
I just have one. I just think we should recognize the passing of Dan Leon from the chamber. He passed away suddenly. He's been been working with us on the business reopening and coordinating with businesses in town. And I just really want to recognize his passing.
Yes. Well said, Commissioner. He was a fine gentleman, and he'll be sorely missed. Commissioner Kelly.
I have just two quick announcements tonight. We have a flu clinic scheduled for October 1st. That's contingent on us actually getting the flu vaccine, which we're supposed to get tomorrow. So be on the lookout for more information regarding the flu clinic on October 1st. That'll be upcoming. And one of our nurses informed me that one of our town residents, James Biondi, celebrated his 102nd birthday yesterday. So I, on behalf of all the commissioners, I want to wish him a very happy birthday, and I hope he has another 100 birthdays to celebrate.
That's great. And Commissioner, the flu clinic you'll be holding will be at what location?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but all the information will be forthcoming with the...
I believe it's 44 Park Avenue.
Okay.
The office made that request earlier today.
Okay.
Thank you.
44 Park Avenue. Thank you, Mayor.
Good job, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli.
No announcements, Mayor.
Commissioner Petracco?
Mayor, I do tonight, and usually I don't. I just like to say that, the ambulance topic this past summer was a very difficult one and very long. I want to, again, thank the support of my board. I want to say that we are working very, very well together right now. I want to thank their chief, Emil Pugliese. He's been at every meeting. Joe DeSoto. He's fantastic, and he's a volunteer there. And I just want to acknowledge that they did put in a new president, Tim Keating, who was there for many, many years, and he has been a pleasure to work with. I also would like to thank, which I don't do enough, Mayor, if I may, I would like to really thank my lovely, beautiful assistant sitting here tonight for all the work she did this past summer when a lot of people were at the beach. Sam Corella was at her desk and, winding this up, unwinding it, keeping me calm most of the time as well. And I have to say, you did a stellar job, Sam, and I'm proud to, have you there all these years as well. And Nutley's lucky to have you there. So again, we're not celebrating just yet, but I have to tell you, the movement has been, very, very well to receive, Mayor.
Great. I'm very happy to hear that, and I congratulate you on all your efforts, you and your entire staff. Okay, if there's nothing else this evening, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move adjourn. Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Thank you, and good night, everyone.
The time is 8:15.